This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Thank you for being here with us today. The most destructive wildfires in Northern California history are now almost completely contained. That's according to state fire officials. Residents are slowly returning to their neighborhoods, many finding homes completely destroyed, and others reckoning with damage that will take a lot of time and a lot of money to repair.
It's like you've been kicked in the stomach repeatedly. Yeah, it's just really hard. You know, digging through, hoping to find some little memento.
Family, heirlooms, pictures, anything really that's kind of worth the sentimental value, I guess, is the main thing. But it doesn't look like we're finding too much right now.
It's heartbreaking, you know. It's everything I had. No, it's gone.
It's just awful. And it's horrible that it's not just us, it's everybody, you know. Like, if you look around the whole neighborhood, everybody's house is gone.
No, I guess there's a reason people buy fireproof safes.
Well, amid all this chaos, normalcy and routine can be hard to come by. Well, some small amount of normalcy should return this week for students. The Santa Rosa City School District is set to open about half of its 24 schools after extensive cleanups. More than 16,000 students have been out of classes since October 8th. And as they return to school now, both students and teachers are relying on support systems to help deal with the devastation and disruption of lost homes. Diane Kitamura is superintendent of Santa Rosa City Schools. Diane, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me. I greatly appreciate it.
Give me a sense of the scope of the disaster and the destruction in your community. How many students, how many faculty, teachers have lost homes?
So, yes, of the 16,000 students, what we know is approximately 900 students live within the fire zones, and 79 staff members also live within the fire zones. We know that for the staff members, 77 of those 79 have actually lost their homes. Two of the 79 have extensive damage. Again, of the 900 students, we are not exactly sure because we still have not made contact with some of those 900 students.
I mean, it's an unbelievable amount of damage affecting so many of your students and faculty. What about your schools themselves, the physical structures? Many of them were in the fire zone, I imagine. How much damage did you sustain there?
So we had one school completely burned to the ground. There's just a shell of a frame left. We have a school laboratory farm. As you know, we're in the heart of agriculture and wine growing. And so we had a full winery, wine grape school farm where the structures there also burned down. Every single one of our schools sustained some sort of fire-related damage, whether it was soot, smoke, because the fires were all around the entire school district.
So, Diane, let's talk about the students themselves as they return to class here. What have you been hearing from parents and from the students? It would seem like they're eager, as I said, to get back to some regular routine, some sense of normalcy. Is that going to be possible for everyone?
You know, it is. It's such a balance that we walk. We have some, again, as I said, some homes were affected far more than others. Some schools affected far more than others. And so for those that have been highly affected, which really is a lot, is many, many, many of our students, there is this trepidation. I want to get back to normalcy, as you say, but I'm also fearful. I'm also a bit traumatized by what has happened. And so what we're doing is we're ensuring that as students and staff return, we're putting in we're having strong support systems begin to welcome and help faculty and students as they return back to school.
Counseling, availability of someone to talk to?
That's right. What we've done is this week, as schools were being remediated or clean, we've also brought teams together of counselors, school psychologists, county mental health, city agencies, volunteer agencies, other school districts, providing some of their resources, training specifically for talking with faculty and students about the trauma of the fires.
Diane, this is a huge disruption just to the school year itself. Is school going to have to go later this year or longer days to make up the lost time in class?
That's an excellent question. The governor and the state superintendent have worked together in California to do what they call average daily attendance protection. And what that means is, because this is a disaster, these days don't legally have to be made up.
So that might be a big help to parents and students as well. They can still have a summer vacation.
Right, right. And, you know, again, that's that balance between students missing school and then how is it that we make up that instruction. Mm-hmm. And my answer to that is that these 2 weeks have probably been some of the most intense teaching and learning our children can ever, ever have.
Well, students and faculty have been through so much in your school district, Diane. What's coming up? I don't know if homecoming was possible this year, if you're going to be able to make that up, or if there's anything else exciting on the school calendar that people can look forward to.
So, you know, we did have to, postpone homecoming because the air quality was such that our athletes couldn't even practice. But the good news is that for Santa Rosa City Schools, practices will begin this week. One of the reasons practices was held off is we actually had to clean our turf. It had to be cleaned after the fires. And so now the air quality is much better. And so now our athletes will be able to get back onto the fields and onto the courts, which will then allow for all those other activities to take place, such as homecoming.
Well, we're happy to hear that the football team, the track team, the basketball team is going to get back on the field and the courts after some real devastation in your community. Diane Kitamura, superintendent for Santa Rosa City Schools, thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much.